trumpeter Miles Davis began his career in the mid-1940s and over the course of 50 years became one of the most successful and critically acclaimed jazz musicians. His 1959 Kind of Blue is the best-selling album in jazz music history. Davis is credited for being at the forefront of the jazz revolution and helping to develop several jazz styles, including cool jazz and bebop. The legendary musician passed away in 1991, but his music is back in the spotlight thanks to new technology allowing Davis to perform posthumously with some of today's biggest stars. One track includes legendary guitarist Carlos Santana playing a solo on this Davis track from 1969. Davis' son Aaron believes the album showcases his father's musical evolution through the years.
The music that he created over the years was varied so much from, you know, as the years went on, that I think they wanted to show try to put it in context of an evolution from Freddie the Freeloader to Black Satin. So I think they wanted they just picked certain tracks that they thought would go well together.
Aaron says his father was becoming interested in hip-hop music before his death. That connection is also found on the new remix CD with a track from rap artist Nas and his blues musician father, Oludara. The evolution of the groove, a room full of gods and goddesses. 2007 also saw the publication of never-before-seen drawings by Miles Davis.
His sketches, I think, initially were therapeutic for him. It was just something he did to reinvigorate his creativity, I think. And he'd just draw things that he liked. He liked to draw women, dancers. He liked horses. He would draw them. He drew himself, musicians.
Aaron Davis says there will be more duet releases in the future, but the projects will be limited to a small number of artists.
It's got to be done on a certain level, and I think we have some things possibly coming up in the future that will be at that high level that we like to have.
But until then, the CD will introduce the music of Miles Davis to a whole new generation of listeners. For Ben Hamnategi, Ruth Reeder, VOA News.